Joining me now, I'm going to continue to take your calls, 617-266-6868. Joining me now to discuss this, she always does at this time, former nationally syndicated talk show host, political commentator and analyst, my better half, Dr. Grace Vuoto, Dr. Grace putting liberals in their place. Dr. Grace, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me on, Jeff.
Now, I've got to ask you, Dr. Grace, you're of Italian descent, a proud Italian descent, and you should be proud. Italy has a very rich cultural heritage. Cuomo yesterday made one of the most bizarre defenses I've ever seen. He claimed that the reason why he's hugging, kissing, groping people, men, women, young, old, black, white, rich, poor, it's because of who he is culturally. In other words, i.e., I'm Italian, and that's what we Italians do. Listen to Cuomo. Roll cut 80, Christian.
I now understand that there are generational or cultural perspectives that, frankly, I hadn't fully appreciated. And I have learned from this.
And in particular, you know, he likes to grab women, grope women, whatever, and then do the whole Ciao Bella routine. So here's Cuomo. Roll cut 78, Christian.
Another woman stated that I kissed her on the forehead at our Christmas party and that I said, Ciao Bella. Now, I don't remember doing it, but I'm sure that I did. I do kiss people on the forehead. I do kiss people on the cheek. I do kiss people on the hand. I do embrace people. I do hug people, men and women. I do on occasion say, Ciao Bella. On occasion, I do slip and say sweetheart or darling or honey.
So I got to ask you, Grace, he's just an Italian. He's a Latin Italian, and he's a hugger and a kisser and a grabber. What say you? Ciao, Bella. What say you,
well,
Bella?
What say
Bella,
me?
What say you?
That's after I stop laughing. Cuomo, where's the PowerPoint? Give us a PowerPoint on this. Okay, first of all, if you want a good belly laugh, which we all need during the pandemic, you got to see the full video. So he says that, oh, look at all the people that I kiss. And the more that he goes on with all the photos, any normal person is like, sir, you got a problem. You got a serious problem. You got a bigger problem than even the report suggests, you know? Well, listen, from a very young age, children are taught, keep your hands to yourself. You know, especially in this country, keep your hands to yourself, respect your parameters. And he has no boundaries when it comes to other people. That's what all those pictures show. Now, he's conflating two things. Yes, he's hugging men at rallies or shaking hands, but he's trying to muddy the waters. That's extremely different than the very specific sexual advances that he has made to women. So he's trying to make it seem like he's just a warm, friendly, fuzzy guy. And it doesn't work. We can all see right through it. When he talks about the generational and cultural perspectives that are not fully appreciated, all I could think of is, you know what's really changed? That those women didn't whack you right on the spot. That's what's changed. That the generational perspective that has changed is that my father, let's say my father was alive, and he heard that a governor was groping, you know, my breasts when I'm working, he would have come there with a baseball bat and settled the situation. That's what's changed.
Well, I got to ask you, your dad, you know, Luigi, God rest his soul, from the old country, from Calabria, Calabrese all the way, baby. I mean, did he behave like Andrew Cuomo when he met women? Was he grabbing, groping, kissing, tonguing them? He says he's just an Italian man. He's a misunderstood Italian man.
You know, how long has he been in this country? Look, this is a preposterous, Cuomo's defense is preposterous. Yes, Italians are warm. They might take your hand and maybe do the two air kisses. You know, they kiss cheeks in the air. They go like, hello, mwah, mwah, two air kisses, okay? Now, that's very different. And first of all, that's, you know, over time, they stop doing that. You know, this is the governor here. He knows better. Now, how do we get from, you know, oh, I'm just a warm Italian guy, to you have an encounter with a young woman and you're saying, hey, tell me about your sex life there. Yeah, how's it going? You know, I like young women. Yeah, I don't mind having a relationship with young women. Were you abused, by the way? You know, were you abused? Let's talk about it. Now, the video, he's actually saying, that's why I would love for him to do a PowerPoint. You know, I was being compassionate. He talks down to people. This was compassion. This was compassion. I have long counseled women who have been sexually harassed. And I just, oh, Charlotte, I was just trying to counsel her. I realize now I was wrong. Do you know that in the video he actually says that he wants training now? New policies are going to be implemented and experts are going to come to train him and the whole staff just so that he can be further enlightened.
Well, yeah, because everybody has this problem. See, it's not him. It's the system. That's what he's, in other words, no, we have to train people. Look, when you see a woman, don't grab. You can just stop grabbing because everybody apparently does it. Dr. Grace, I don't know if, did you see the New York Post, the audio that they got, the call that Cuomo is calling Charlotte Bennett. This is when she was still his advisor. And he says, you got to call me back. You got to call me back. Come on, call me back because we have to go to some political event together. And so she ends up calling him back. And this is what takes place. Roll cut 90, Christian.
Hello. Hi, Governor.
Yeah.
This is Charlotte.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready.
You don't know that song?
No.
Before your time.
It's before my time, but I appreciated the singing.
Do you love me? Do you really love me? Do you love me? Do you care?
I'll have to listen now.
Yep. It's like a 50s. It's before even my time.
Oh, there you go.
Your reaction.
Creepy.
Huh?
Creepy.
If this was your boss, never mind the governor, this was your boss, and this is the exchange between you and your boss, what would you do?
Hang up. Hang up. Look, you know, one thing that surprises me, though, in the schoolyard when I was growing up and, you know, the boys kind of got rowdy, we fought back a lot stronger, I feel, to be honest, than what I'm seeing women do. You know, we would just kick the boys in the shin, really push back, you know. I just find that, just a couple of points. Of course, his behavior is completely inappropriate, but I'd like to see women being a lot tougher in how they handle situations, like right on the spot.
Oh, I agree. You know? I agree. Dr. Grace, we're running out of time. As always, really good stuff. And I know your dad was always a perfect gentleman. He's casting aspersions on all Italians, and Andrew Cuomo should be ashamed of himself. God bless, Dr. Grace. We'll talk next week.